Right. They have to be recharged at some point in time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time for JoJo to recharge.
Yeah, you gotta stay charged up, man. It's definitely.
I'm saving my energy for the relays. I'm saving my energy for a good cause.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be crazy, man. Like, I'm really excited. Like, I don't think you understand.
I don't, but I was online today at work. I was online this morning before everybody got there. And I was looking up the bars on 6th Street, and there was something called some kind of monkey bar. It looked interesting.
It's so many, you know what, because let me tell you something I just found out today, and I'm actually, because I wanted to see how it was, and I'm testing it out right now, because it was like, wait, I don't believe this, we can do this now, so, check this out, people are going to be amazed by this, I'm running the entire show from my phone right now, switchboard
what?
And all, yeah,
what?
When I tell you, I sit here like, how is, you know, Blog Talk has came a long way. And I'm like, you know, and you can run, if I can run the entire, like, I'm excited for that because it's going to change how I do a show live, live and direct now because being live and direct, what I used
Austin's
to hate was.
I'm in trouble now.
Yes, because this used to suck. Like, what used to happen was, I had to have my computer with me, and I'm going to go somewhere with a computer. And it's like too much going on. Like, because you want to be out in the action. And for me, I want to walk around and talk to the people and just do that. Like, especially or 6th Street itself, because that's the big part of it. Like,
that's what I heard.
Yeah. Like, going to bars, yes, is important. Some people. You know, some people just want to think that the street is cool, but I got to go to somebody's bar and patronize the city, at least someone. So.
Oh, snap. Y'all in trouble now.
Yes.
Not only
in trouble.
Is the switchboard officially portable, you're going to have all my instruments there.
If it's portable, it's going to be crazy. Because now you're going to really, you want to see, like, I was going to be live anyway. But now you're going to really see it go crazy. Like, you're going to be like, what? I know I could do it from a tablet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Besides this computer, I just didn't know I could do it from my phone like that. I'm like, get the heck out of here. So.
Austin, Texas, we have a problem. Y'all in trouble now.
Yes, I mean, it's going to be fun, man. I'm pretty.
I don't
it's,
have
it's
to
cool.
stay stationary now. I'm happy.
Yes, I'm excited, man. You know, I'm just glad. You know, I'm glad this year I'm gonna be with some close people that, you know, it really is like. So as much as some people might see it like it's a small thing, but it's really big to me this year because it's good to be around people in a certain my close industry circle who. I get who just get me, and when I'm on the show, I can talk to them about whatever. It just feels good to be able to do that. Cause last year I didn't get to do that because my best friend usually goes with me. He passed away, and so I definitely did strip. I mean, grandmother passed my other grandmother passed away on Monday night, and so now both my grandmothers are in heaven now, looking down at us, making sure I do good at the show and everything, and just fighting.
That's
so
why you're
I'm
able
glad.
To access it from your phone.
Yes, so
Grandma's
I'm excited. Yes, I'm gonna be turned up, man, because I just can't wait. You know, I definitely need to strip. It's just so much is going on. I need to get the heck away. With the heck away from my city for a second because they're driving me nuts. Oh, speaking of a news story. So, our guest today, we'll be talking about that as well with her because I know she got something to say about it because she's from here in the area. So you know Free Pancake Day, no, National Pancake Day was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it was an out of IHOP and all the good stuff. Well, in my city, an IHOP I used to go to so much, apparently. Okay, so I mean, I heard about it when it was firstly going, while it was going on, but I didn't hear about the shooting part. So there was, I heard about people was fighting at IHOP. That part was clear to me. I get that news on my timeline, Facebook, and people who in the area, like, man, Dave, what the heck is going on? People fighting at IHOP? And so, you know, I get that news on the timeline. But then I see on the news, they're talking about people was just shooting up there. So that's crazy. Like, man, we just, you know, see, that's a joke that keeps going around. Everyone keeps thinking it's on pancakes. I mean, I need to do more research. I want to get the source. I want someone who was there to break it down. No, people can tell me. I will be getting that source, but
I think I was on pancakes.
No, this is what it is. See, the pancakes got a bunch of people in one area, you know, to go to where an area is quote unquote popping. So a lot of people were there. So of course that draws a certain crowd of people who, because they're trying to be where everybody's at, is that people, those people don't like each other. They go more like getting a fight of some type of sort. So that's probably what happened. That's just me reading from just what people were. This is when people were acting on the timeline that were there. And, yeah, it's just crazy. I can't believe it's in my freaking city. Now, I was going to take National Pancake Day, but truth be told, I didn't even go to the IHOP yesterday. I went to FERS, so, you know, it's whatever. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the music break. We come back, we're going to be gearing up for our guest today, Author Erica Gentry. Now, I will let you know, this woman says she's allowed, she says she's ready for whatever we throw at her. That's a dangerous thing to say to me. Never tell me that. You get ready to go on my show.
Please,
all right, so, nah, don't plead
the fifth.
All right, so, no, don't plead the fifth. Don't do it. No.
I can't save right, you.
So I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. I'm going to give a little new, old school mix, a little bounce. So here's something for you guys to come back. We'll get ready to chop it up.
She didn't on the ballot first. Caramel, Macchiato, the shot and get in the first. I can be a your boyfriend be your nigga on his girlfriend first. I'm just trying for that. They just trying to wear your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to beat your mind. I'm just trying to get you like it. They just trying to get you like it.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Life at Dust Lock. To give y'all a little snippet music break. We'll give y'all a real one a bit. But it's about that time.
That
was
quick.
Part of the show when we dig into some people's business. So without further ado, and welcome to the show. Person I've known for quite a bit of time. You know, it's great to see that they're mm-hmm. authored, making some things happen. They're the author of mm-hmm. brand new novel, Overshadowed. I'm definitely ready to dig in her brain and what made her make this book. Welcome to the show, the beautiful, talented Erica Gentry. What's up?
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, though, bro. Thank you.
You're
that means
welcome.
A lot to me, the support. Yeah, it takes you a long way.
Hey, I mean, if you don't support your own city, I don't know what to say. Like, a lot of people don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I used to have a little selfish little mind today, but, yeah, you got to support your people if you want to come up, because you need the people. You won't be nothing without the people, you know, so, you know. People
play right, you could be on the bestseller list tomorrow, and people were like, oh, man, yeah, I remember that book, man, Like, all right, so. Ooh.
Man, that'll be a dream come true right there.
In the words of how they do in the church, speak into existence.
Yep. We gonna claim that, baby. We gonna claim that. They gonna make a movie out of Overshadow. Do you hear me? They gonna make a movie.
Hey, if they can make a movie out of Thing Like a Man, they could definitely make a movie out of a book that seems like you have some good content.
I know y'all know
I throw shade on here. It's not shade, people. It's just me just speaking my mind. It's how I feel. You know, don't go, you know, y'all go run and tell that, he said this, man. Okay, well, nothing new. I tell like it is on the show. But, okay, so I want to dig into your brain.
No, where
was that moment you said to yourself, I'm going to start writing books?
All right. Well, 2014 was a pretty hard year for me. You know, I feel like the hardest I ever did. So I just felt like, man, I have to do something, you know, for my kids. What can I do? Okay, the music thing is probably going a little slow. You know, it's probably a bigger business to tap into. So I was like, okay, what else is my other strength? So I was like, okay, communication, literature, I can write. Let me do a revolutionary, you know, a book that'll make people more interested in reading, you know, especially my people. So I was like, okay, I do it for the people, but before anything, I do it for my kids. I have to show them that I can be something, you know, so they can be something too. You know, they follow my footsteps. So if I'm not nothing, then more than likely, I'm going to lead them to the same path, and I don't want to do that. I want them to show how you can just have a dream, set it, catch it, you know, I have to be with, you know, rather than an example. And I'm the biggest example because I'm mama, you know.
That's what's up, man. A lot of people don't get that. It's good to see you as a parent, you know, being the example for your child, showing them these dreams to happen.
I got to show them. How you going to be like, what you going to be when you grow up and you ain't nothing? You know what I'm saying? That's not right. You're going to see my name on something.
It is showing the try. So, you know, that being said, you know, Overshadow,
I really wanted to tell a story, dedicate something to my friend. You know, he had lost his life, you know, with the same dream I had of chasing the rep business, you know, chasing that whole little old genre, and he lost his life doing it too. So I was like, how's the way that I can dedicate it to him? Let me write Overshadow. let me do this. And then to top it out, T, just so boring right now. You can say it's only like one show that I watch right now, and that's Empire. TV is just so boring. I'm just like, Rhea and Ninja went down a while ago, too. But just look at everything. Everything is just so cliche. We need something that's going to be like, whoa, shake the scene a little bit, you know, entertain. We missing the whole little spark, the whole little entertainment. And that's what Overshadow's going to do, because I know I shake a lot of people up with the way I tell a story. Because I tell it real. There's no sugarcoating, no blurs. We telling it just how it is. Y'all want a real novel? This is real. A lot of people might be scared of it. You know, I use profanity, you know, but I have to. If I want to tell a story that's real, that's how we talk. That's how my characters are going to, you know, communicate with each other. But you can't be scared of the truth because it's right there before your eyes. I'm just giving you a little sample of what's going on.
You know what? That's what kind of drew me to pursuing you to come on the show, because on here, you know, I always the other nicknames I give the radio network as a whole is with the most unapologetic radio network you're going to come across, because if I say something, I'm not going to apologize for it later. I don't backtrack what I say. I say it. It's in the atmosphere. Yeah. It's recorded for you. Go back and listen to it. I ain't going to say I didn't say this or I didn't mean to say it. I said it, so it's out there. And I'm going to say it raw and uncut. And so when I saw that about the book, I was like, man, yeah, I got to approach her.
You know, I'm going to tell it. I don't care how they take it. I'm going to tell it.
So, you know, and like you say, like, as far as, like, you know, TV is getting boring and whatnot, I mean, from your personal perspective, I mean, do you think that, you know, there is going to be a turnaround because of shows like Empire and, you know, even though some people get in a scandal, I can't get in a scandal. I just, my brain won't allow me to get there. But, you know, you're starting to see more and more of our stories not just being the happy-go-lucky shows. Do you think it's going to change? You know, do you think we're getting ready to have a change in the TV?
Yeah,
especially with the ratings that it's
getting? Yeah, especially with the ratings. I think Empire, yeah. It's compared. I don't want to, you know, just toot my own little horn, but Empire go hard. But I don't know if I had the opportunity, the connections and everything. It really could be bigger than Empire. It could be like, you know, sound a little cocky or, you know, but it really can be bigger, you know, just for the simple fact of how real it is. Now I love Empire. You know how I set the standard and everything. I love Empire, especially how they cross the boundary, especially with the gay son. I ain't never saw the black men kissing when we telling this stuff on TV, on TV
over
and everything.
Over.
But they doing, they're kissing each other on TV. Cookie is sipping syrup. I like it, you know, because it's raw. And that's just how that is. And like I said, it's going to change the whole game. And then to top it out, some people might be scared because, you know, they probably don't even try to even attempt it because they know they can't be better than Empire. So it might just be like just a big diamond, you know, the little big thing to do for a while, because people are just scared to compete with it because they know they can't be better than it, you know. But there'll be some competition out there.
I think it's this. I don't think they need to be afraid. I just think that, you know, just like how you are with your novel, be yourself. Don't try to be Empire. Take what you learn from Empire of learning that it's okay to be yourself. And come up with a story that's not the contemporary, you know, that's the, all right, here we go. This is what you're going to do with the story. Make it this exact way. Go. Like, safe TV is boring, especially, you know, and it's pissing me off that, you know, we got to watch all these reality shows that's supposed to be quote-unquote reality, but Empire is more reality than these reality shows. And I made this joke at the beginning of the show. Why is Empire getting more attraction musically than Love and Hip Hop? The show's called Love and Hip Hop, and you don't know, you keep being in the studio every freaking episode, and the hottest person that came out is, I deserve to be loved. That's the hottest thing we got.
Mama,
that's the hottest thing we got in Love and Hip Hop.
Mama Dia, ugly than them.
We got Mama D. We got Mama D, the hottest thing, the thing that got the most traction out of the show.
That's some love and hip hop trash. It's scripted and it's trash, but you know, the raw TV, they only, you know, the Empire. We keep on Empire. They better pay us for as many times we gonna say Empire on this show too. But Empire.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean we need Fox, I need a check. You know. if some of these other people give checks, man, I need Empire. Go ahead and cut that check.
Yeah.
Hey, I had Audible.com as a sponsor before, so anything, I believe anything is possible now.
Yeah.
But you see, now I got some jobs.
I thought a mother's kind of love.
What you got?
Yes, that's the best thing we got out of Love and Hip Hop. That's the best thing we got. Why? Why do we not get more than this? We deserve to get more. We deserve it. Okay, so I'm gonna take it to your personal life because I told you it was gonna come. I'm gonna get behind the bat and I'm just like slowly keep hitting harder and harder. So yes. All right. So first off. For you, what would you say is probably the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you? I would be very specific. High school.
The most embarrassing thing in high school?
Yes.
I can't really, because I was like real poppin'. I was like real, you know, crazy in high school. I used to embarrass other people, you know.
Yeah,
but
I used to high school, and even I got plenty of stories from one semester alone.
Yeah. I really don't even get embarrassed, though, I guess. I don't know. I just be like, it is what it is. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, see, JoJo, that's the stuff they be coming on the show doing. I got so many. I ain't trying to hear that. I am not trying to hear that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We really don't, sweetheart. We don't have time for it. We really don't. Okay, so what would you say the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you, period, then? If you came to your high school, I know some stuff that happened. You over there thinking, you over there trying to backtrack and trying to throw me off like,
yeah,
you ain't got nothing, but I know you got something.
Embarrassing.
Let me see.
Embarrassing. I don't want to be on.
She on the clock,
okay.
Y'all.
I got you. When I was having my baby at Boo Boo.
What? Whoa. She's trying to get that past us, JoJo. She trying to tell us she had her. She got that past us. Run that thing again? You did what?
That's embarrassing. When I was having my first baby at Boo Boo. And you know, you did.
I agree. Like, what happened? Did you like... So you push, you went, and then
they went.
No sounds happened at the
same
time.
They didn't tell us. You push. I guess it involved the same muscles. I don't know. It involved,
like,
but they didn't really just tell us that it did that. But I ain't never just boo-booed in front of my mama as a grown woman. So, you know, that's the first time, you know, I boo-booed, you know.
Did you get the baby wipes? That means that you sit your boo-booed on yourself.
Nikki Hoover was on it. Doctor was on it. He said it was normal.
Was it runny?
Doctor said it
was
normal.
Was it runny or was it solid? We can get real down there, y'all. It was runny or was it solid?
He did.
If it was runny, because your water broke, and then you got watery boo-boo, like, ugh.
Well, I didn't.
Too much.
No. I don't like it. No.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
that's not good. That's
Doctor
up there in the top five. Yeah, you got that was some good. That was a good one. You try to hold it, try to even have that good. That was a good one. That's that's essentially my top five of the show now.
Yeah. Arguably
top 10 of all time. Top 10 of all time. I think that just might be up there.
What?
It's always somebody going or something. Somebody said they were performing at a talent show and peeing themselves on the stage. Yeah, so it's always something like that. Y'all nasty, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are my last JoJo. They did something else. Yeah. She boo boo and watch you the baby. This one dude peed on somebody
else.
What was he performing? Drip, drip, drippity drop while he was peeing on himself. Come on, y'all. Man, I got it. We got to do better, man. Come on.
Yeah,
JoJo
did nothing. Come on.
JoJo, we go. JoJo, man, I gotta go back. I'm gonna go back and listen to the archives because when I interviewed you a lot of times, JoJo, you said something, and I'm gonna find out what you said. It was something out of line.
You didn't ask me about embarrassing things.
I didn't. Oh, how did I let that question get by me?
You
and
asked
I know
me
you
about
some.
My relationship status and how.
Oh yeah, I did ask that. I was very nosy on that one. I don't know how to do embarrassing
one
get by me. You said you shared some of these off the show, so I thought you had plenty. That was stupid there. All right, so we gonna go to a quick start break.
I was sleeping on mine. I got out of everything.
And we come back, we're going to chop it up some more, Erica. I know she doesn't know I'm still going to dig in her brain some more. And I still have one personal question.
Please, a fish.
I'm just letting you get some water and just kind of, breathe for a second. All right, so here we go. We'll be back.
I'm going to be a slave. Yeah.
Yeah. Nick CEO. T. Hullaby. Party remix. Yeah.
Goes down tonight, MC, old money in his thing tonight. Feeling good, jump fresh, I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on a drink, I never drink like. Got the baddest in the room. The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once I'm started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knocking. Me and my people been out a bar hopping. Folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T. Hullaby will make them unwind.
I just got paid, it's Friday night, got a lit fireplace, and a tall glass of wine. Wanna get away from here, jump fly like a bird. I'm blessing and raising the stress over men that I can't control. Cause we gon' get it poppin' tonight, ain't no stopping tonight, yeah.
feel so hump day at the dust Wednesday. Hands all over me. Got my hands all over you. Oh my.
They damn good for it too.
And it's snowing outside or ice and whatever, sleet, whatever doing outside.
It's snowing again?
You know that means the side pieces gonna start getting hit up.
So it's
officially not just Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday, it's Jump Off Wednesday. Shout out to the Jump Off to begin to appreciate tonight. Because I'm like, man, I need to get somebody to come over here and warm me up, man. Jump Off to the rescue, looking ass. Like, we ain't got time for that. Come on, Fort Worth. We got to do better, man. Y'all quit putting them Jump Off signals in the air, man. Stop it. All right, so... Speaking of Hump Day and hands all over me, woman, hands all over you. First off, before I get to that freaky part, yes. As far as your love life right now, what is the status of your love life?
Right now I'm single, but at the same time, you know, I have my friends. You know, you keep your friends. You gotta have your friends. I love your friends.
Okay, so let's be nosy. I like that dude. That's such a JoJo answer. JoJo, that's the kind of answer you would give me. That is the kind of answer you would give me.
No,
she would say something a little more sneakier than that. JoJo is sneaky, man. So yeah, I gotta watch people on here, man. All right, so the fine friend, I mean, are these people like you go to the park and y'all have lunch and you go your separate ways to go home and just chill?
Of course not. We don't go to the park and have lunch. Like, for the most part, it's not nothing sneaky. You know, I have my friends, they just come by and, you know, smoke and chill. Well, sorry, I don't know. But we just chill. You know, we just friends. It's not really a relationship or anything. It's more of a sexual thing than anything. You know, really no feelings.
Okay.
I don't really love him. I hope he don't love me. You know.
Oh, so it's more like how to go get it partner.
Not how to go get it. It's just like a friend that you can just do more stuff with that you can't do with other people.
Okay. All right, so I'm over here trying hard to laugh so hard at you. I'm still laughing at the boo boo thing, but. All right, so as far as the freakiest thing you have ever done, and what is the freakiest place you've ever done something? I've heard now, let me just describe it before you ask that question. I have heard it all, so there's nothing you can support. Well, never mind, I can't, because every time I say that, somebody out there, we hear it. So just know, I'm prepared, because I've heard a little bit of everything on the show.
Freakiest place. See, I like to have. I really just like the traditional, you know, bedroom type thing. But I don't have things the outside. A Smith truck. I used to work for Smith. and they gave me a company truck. Now that was real hot. In a company truck.
Company truck. Okay. Right, write that down. You know, people that's always trying to find something new to bring, to kind of put on their list. There you go.
Yeah.
Company truck.
It just feels so wrong. You know what I'm saying? It feels so good because it's so wrong, I guess.
Yeah. I know. Why is it always like that? Like, so you're like, oh, I get a movie. It's more exciting. I get in trouble, possibly.
That's bad.
Have you ever done it outside the rain?
Oh, outside in the rain? Oh,
yeah. Add that to your list. You want to invigorate
you done got it in the rain?
Then, hey. If people start playing their cards right, you can start doing the snow, but, you know.
Yeah, it's still the
the world is playing, man. The world is seeing you playing. Hey, the rain?
Yeah.
And it was new edition, said it, man. Sunny day. Everybody loves them, But can you stand the rain? That's what, you can't stand the rain. That's you ain't ready. So you know they meant it a whole other way. I took that a dark place. But no, rain. Add it to your list, people. You're listening. Add it to your list. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's so funny because you get because you getting the water from the rain is getting you wet. She's wet. It's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah, right now.
There's a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah, it's just.
Damn,
it's
you
just
describe
so
it good. You describe it good. You got me well, yeah. If I just didn't want to just be secretive, I would do it today. But he would stay close by.
You might freeze. And this you might freeze your behind off. That's that crazy stuff right there, see. I don't know about that, like going out to sleep.
Ass stuck to the south.
Right.
Your ass stuck to the sidewalk.
Right. There you go. You know, your mate gonna be mad because you know the fellas. Man, you know this is a recipe for disaster. You try to go ahead and do something out of this kind of weather. Your thing ain't gonna keep getting shrunk so quickly because you gotta fight the cold. Yeah. See, this is a recipe for disaster. Disclaimer, do not go out there and have no sex, man. Let's see. Use the right mind saying, don't do it. Don't do it.
You crazy. I ain't going to do it.
Hey,
not do the rain.
Hey, don't do it.
Don't do
the rain. I'm going to hear that you got pneumonia because you was outside trying to jump off in the sleep.
Trying to get a step ahead of the city.
Overshadow part two in the of getting freaky in the sleep, the freaky edition. I was like, that's too much, man. I can't do it. No, don't do it. I said I hear you in that soap. All right, so I got to think you're brave about this because I talked about it earlier, but you know, you being from the area, and I saw you kind of talk about it a little bit because you're like, come on, people, really? Are y'all going to spin the story that way? And that's yesterday was National
Pancake
Day was yesterday. And remember, and of course yesterday, some idiot, some people don't know how to act in a public place. And apparently a shooting happened. What's your take on that, first of all, over foolishness even happening there?
Yeah, see, I ain't really even know what happened, so I really just can't even speak over it and just kind of ignore because that's what I'm going to say, because I know they're going to try to make it seem like, oh, them niggas fighting over, they shooting over pancakes.
Right.
It probably wouldn't even know pancakes, but it just seems so ignorant, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to be like black people. Oh, it was on free pancake. Wasn't it free pancake day or something yesterday?
Yeah.
So everybody was at
Al-Hop. It's free pancake
yeah.
day.
So they
shut,
like,
they
I don't
shut down free pancakes there yesterday because it got so real.
Man, what?
That's why they were shooting, because they shut down free pancake day. There you go.
For
problem
real?
Solved.
Well, no. See, okay. This is okay. I didn't know the shooting happened, but I literally saw my timeline as the fighting happened. Like literally, somebody that was there was typing, said, "Oh my God, people up here fighting at IHOP." God damn it, people fighting that fucking, I mean, but see, the reason why I can see that they're fighting and stuff happening, it's not necessarily the pancake, it's the fact that these chase, you know, when you actually, that's usually the after club joint. When you come to the club, you go over to the East Chase. They I don't go there anymore because I don't have time for it. They give out horrible service. Yes, I said it on the air, and I hope you know it, and y'all fix y'all.
IHOP does give horrible service. Jimmy's too.
IHOP and East Chase gives the worst service, and they have automatic gratuity. So that's what pisses y'all even more. So they can have the worst service in the world, but they got automatic gratuity on top of that. Like after after 10 p.m., they charge automatic gratuity. I'm like, okay, that's stupid.
I don't
like
that.
That's because people skip the checks. People dash, you know, dot and dash. Well, oh, well, man.
I'm not going
to
pay you to feed me.
they got gratuity, right? Automatic gratuity. Mm-hmm. But they got them cops. They have a cop that stands at the front the whole time. So if y'all got a cop, he can't do his job. I don't know what to say to y'all. Like,
he's full of
money. What IHOP do you have? A cop watching the pancakes, man. That is ain't. I'm done. That's why I take my ugly self to like old self. Old self. See, Old South be turned up too, but people don't act ignorant. And Old South, you know, they give you some good service. They get, some people be clowning. Every time I go there, they be like, hey, man. Yeah, it be a lot of drunk people that be up in Old South, though. Nobody get bothered. But as soon as you go to that IHOP on East Chase, that's they want to start acting a fool.
Right.
What Chris Rock say is this to you, black people and niggas. You go on the East Chase, you get niggas. It's like a whole other area. I'm like, I can't stand it. Oh, Lord,
they
pray for us. I'm done. But I've seen stranger things happen. Like, I was at this is a true story. This got me into doing club promoting in the first place. I was at a homecoming after party at UNT, by the way. Funny thing.
Hey.
So, yeah, you know, I've been there. They got the slow jams on. They got on lit. They got, I lose all control when you grab. I was by this girl grinding hard like a bud. Like it was my last grind for the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, these dudes start fighting each other. And I'm like, what kind of grown-ass man fights a dude? First of all, you're not a grown-ass man fight to do with the club anymore. Second of all, what kind of grown-ass man fights another dude to a slow jam? That's the gayest thing I can. That's gayer than Jamal or Empire.
The atmosphere out of Lovey, y'all up in here fighting.
Right, come on, man. They're freaky suck on me. Grab a girl and sit down, bro. After the club, if y'all just got to fight each other so bad, go fight afterwards, bro. Not on the freaking slow jam.
It's time to squeeze on something, not just throw nothing.
Right. You see, and if they got the girl and start grinding on her, all that fight's going to be, it might turn to a fight somewhere else later on. Then, you know, but I can only teach so much, people. I can only teach so much. Oh, man. Austin is good. Austin, okay. I used to be at the disclaimer, JoJo. Austin, better come prepared to run, because every year there's some asshole that shoots a fucking gun up in the air, not trying to shoot anybody, because somebody wants to be, somebody wants to be brand new and shoot a damn gun there. That's why I be, at that point in time, that's usually when I'm in the bar. So I have nothing to worry about. But I know when to not be on the street. At that time, all that stuff usually happens while I'm in the bar, so I'm good to go. We good to go. But so Erica, as far as the next 5 years, where do you see yourself as far as, you know, career wise? Not even just, you know, writing books, but do you have any other admirations you want to do?
The next 5 years, I just really want to be on a yacht. Either something I do, either it's music or writing my books or my shoes, because, you know, I have feet treats where I customize Jordans and Nikes too. Or either whatever it is, I'm just trying to show my kids, like, dang, you can go out there and get that money without having to sell the drugs, or, you know what I'm saying, or having to work for nobody. Like, I will work for somebody, you know, I have to, you know, but for the most part, I'd rather just be my own boss. I don't like working for nobody. But if you have to, you have to. But I want to be on my yacht and rich. I'm going to show them that in the next 5 years, because the way people are dropping these days, it's like 5 years seems like it probably is not even within reach. You know what I'm saying? So do something.
Man.
Try to hurry up and get that money. That's my dream. I'm trying to get $1 million. Before
man,
I
we get that yacht, man. Send me, you know, come pick me up.
You know we're going to be on the yacht. You have me on
I'm
this show,
like,
man.
I'm like
Dave
Dash.
On the yacht, man. All right, what you want?
Big piss, big cheesy doing.
Yeah.
Hey, me take my first. Where the kids drink these days? I guess Ciroc. Take the Ciroc out and pour it on the girls. Like, yeah, we own.
Yeah, we own.
Yeah, we drip and drop.
Yeah.
That's how I know I made it. I can pour Cristal on the people and start singing drip, drippity, drop. I made it then.
Singing a drip.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, so let everybody know, how can they go get a copy of Overshadowed?
Okay, you can go to Amazon.com, you know, if you want to do it that way, which, you know, the way that most of the people have been doing it so far. Or you can buy a copy from me. If you can, you can contact me on Facebook. I'm going to, you know, design the whole, you know, a page strictly for Overshadowed to where I can deliver it to you. So, you know, you can either buy from me or on the website, Amazon. Just type in Erica Gentry or Overshadowed, and it should pop up. You'll know it when you see it. It's dark, gritty. Real,
bro. Mm-mm-mm. That's why I Googled it. I just typed in Erica Gentry Overshadow. Bam. First thing in the search engine came up, it was a link to your Amazon.
It was. So that was up. Yeah.
So it's going to be easy to get to her, y'all. It's not going to be hard at all.
It's a good book. I'm telling you, it's like a movie. You'll read it. My first critic, Arkesia Chavez, that's my friend. I love her, too. That's my friend. I don't know if she was the first person to read it, but I know she was the first person to write a review about it. And she was like, it was mixed with Get Rich or Die Trying, The Coldest Winter Ever, and Fly Girl. So I'm like, dang, it must really just be good, you know. So that was a lot of love. Shout out to her, too. But it's
I'm
on that type of level, those three.
Doc Bookshop. Man, y'all need to hit this woman up, man. Get the book in y'all store, man.
It's one of those. It's one of those.
I'm
books
calling
like,
them out.
They doing it. It's uncut. But it's not overboard.
Definitely.
You know, sometimes, you know, you have the freedom to write, and you're okay. You can use profanity as your book, but it's not overboard. It's not to the point where it's like a turnoff that is so much going on. It's just, you know, it's comfortable. It's at a comfortable level of being real. It's not nothing that's just
right.
Too overboard. Like, sometimes you can just go so far, and now it's just too much cussing. I don't want to just read this. But it's not like
perfect.
That. If it is profanity, it's necessary profanity. Yeah, it's not overboard. Yeah, it's more than that. It is, you know, it tap dance on the line, but it's not too far. The church people accept it, you know.
It's kind of like, you know, just tell like it is, but, you know, it ain't to where you feel like, God, why?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's so many. You'll love it. I'm gonna get you a copy too. It's just so many twists and turns, and it.
Oh,
be like,
oh, I'm gonna go buy a copy. I like to put the commerce, and I'm gonna go in there and go buy it. Cause I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, my Amazon account be like, it's getting so crazy now. I got to buy so many books. It's ridiculous. But I don't know.
Yeah.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions this year, was to read more books, so.
Already. You know, reading can be boring, too. That book is not boring at all. It's like I said, watching TV or watching a movie. It's not boring at all. But after a while, you forget you're reading, because you're visualizing everything. You're seeing it. Very descriptive. common. You know this area because you're from this area. Everybody from the, I'm not everybody's from the ghetto, but everybody's not a stranger to hard times. And that's what it is.
Right.
Somebody trying to really just catch their dreams. The only thing is, it's called overshadowed because you got these bright dreams, but it's always overshadowed by darkness. And that's how most people are. You grow up, okay, what you want to be? I want to be a police officer. I want to be that. And these kids really want to be that. But the whole thing is, you don't know what they go to at home. You don't know what's going on, the struggle that they have at home. So the hard times overshadow these kids, and they end up dead in jail, drugs, you know. But that's what it is. Is they trying to come up out there, the sinkhole, that quicksand. They're trying to come up out of it and catch a dream. That's what it is. And you fall in love with the character, you get disappointed at the character and everything, but with the main character. But in the end, it's relatable.
Oh, I'm trying to put two and two together. What sign are you? What's your star sign?
Aquarius, Aquarius
Nation,
baby.
Aquarius. Oh, okay. See, because Aquarius would be my moon sign. See, that's why we think alike, because it's crazy. Like your
that's
whole concept of why you said overshadow is that's why it's called Life Like the Dust Live. Dust, everyone always thinks because it comes on at night that's why dust, like. Now it's a deeper thought process. It's that dark area in your life. Everybody, everyone is an artist or upcoming model, upcoming whatever. You know, they're in the underground, which tends to be dark. You're trying to come out of the light, so it's your life after dusk. Bam.
That's
I've been trying
up.
To, you know, some people just get it. It's more than just this night thing.
I love it.
Take it. We're thinking alike, man. See,
yeah.
I'm telling y'all, man.
That's why the book's so dark. That's why it's black. People be like, why you pick black? Why you pick this black, dark book? That's because it symbolizes, it's a metaphor of the time, darkness. You know how it is to be in a little situation. You got all the potential in the world, but you just don't have the connection, and you just don't have the cards lined up right, or you just don't have the dice landing right. That's why I'm saying you feel for the character, too, and then you understand. Like, even though you get disappointed, you understand. It's so understanding. Because it can happen to you today, it can happen to you tomorrow.
Especially being from the South Side, everybody, you know, people always look down on us on the South Side. Like, it pisses me off of it. Like, being British from there, people
it's
just don't take the lead.
I'm awful.
I hate when they used to talk about us. Y'all not going to be in there. Well, they think I was dirty. I hate when they call it dirty. Yeah, it is dirty, you know. Well, you know, it's whatever you want it to be.
There's a lot of bodies that
you ready. It can be whatever you want to be, but we stay ready. And we hungry to anybody.
We have thousands of bodies. What do you expect? It's not like up north. In the south, we have bodies galore.
I'm glad.
Bodies,
I'm glad
bodies are from. Not clean and pretty.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I remember times when I used to be like...
Funny. It's funny because in the South, everybody wants to music, whatever. Everybody wants to be like everyone from the South. But yet,
yeah,
everyone wants to be hate.
Yeah, Tyler Bat is one of the is. It's cool. I'm glad where I come from because really, that's exactly where the book is based on. You know. If it was, I set it up to where if it was a movie, okay, we ain't got no choice but to shoot on the South Side for where. Cause that's how everything is, you know. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm
getting sold on this book more and more. I really am. I'm sitting here like, I'm already like, shoot. This week, I know I'll be added to my little list.
You wanna read?
I'm telling you,
yes.
Y'all know these people. Everybody know a person like Angie. Everybody is Angie in a way. Everybody is Angie, but everybody know every Janae. They know Jamie, they know Jaime, you know, every character in the book, somebody just like them.
Yes, I'm excited. Well, it's coming to a close on the show, so before I do that, I got to give everyone the reminder, if y'all missed any of the show, you go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. That's you can listen to all the shows. Now that's including Life at the Dust Live, Glitz and Glamour, and Real Spur Radio.
Especially the ones on My Awesomeness Started.
Yes, yes. And, oh, tomorrow's show, wow. Yeah, Real Spur Radio, this will be episode 3 tomorrow. People will tell y'all that they always love to tune to the show because every Thursday we have it to where we get letters in from the fans of asking for advice. And when I tell you the most, the ratchet stuff, because everybody know we going to act really, they know we're going to act really ratchet. And they know, because on Thursdays I do the show, I'm more of a co-host on there. It's my sister, then my brother, myself, and one of my great friends who was in church with. We all do the show every Thursday, and the little segment's called Pocket Change. So they send in some questions. It's long behind letters. And they break down their story, they ask for advice. And you hear some of this stuff, you're like, oh, I'm going to roast this person. And they know, as we say, hey, you sitting in, we're going to give it to you unfiltered and raw. We're not going to sugarcoat your answer. We're going to tell you how it is. And if you sound stupid when you wrote it in, we're going to go in. If you misspell something too many times in the letter, we're going to clown that too. Yes, we do clown punctuation and everything else. So don't so mess up and see what happens. We grow them for the ass on the show. There's no way. All right, so.
We need to start doing that. We need to start getting a little emails and whatnot from people.
Start doing that? Oh, I did it before, but I did Ask City segment. That started getting real ugly.
What's your most embarrassing moment? Who are you in a relationship with? What made you get into Blog Talk? We're going to turn the table.
I
don't need people to email in questions. I can do it myself.
People ask me crazy questions like if I had $1 million, if they give me $1 million, would I do this and questions like that. I'm like, man, y'all tripping, man. Tripping like a bug. I was like, I'm not going to play with y'all today. So, yeah, I've had some questions. But, yes, we rolling on out. JoJo, let them know how they can find you as we are more stalky, as we say.
Stalk with JoJo on Instagram.
I used to type and say J Dusk and freaking Google. They going to find me one way or another on every, damn near almost every site. So, we out. Peace. See y'all tomorrow for your drippity drop. And yeah.